my name is Chris Johnson. And you know what time I fucking got up today? Like, got my ass out of bed. 3 in the afternoon. I dragged my fucking ass out of bed at 3 in the fucking afternoon today. This fucking new job, it's not really a new job anymore. I've been there for 7 months. But motherfucker, these hours are fucked. I work 5 at night to 1 in the morning, and your fucking whole flow is off. I had a different flow. It's nice only having one job, but like 5 at night to 1 in the morning, that fucks with you. Because then you get up on the weekend, you're like, I'm going to sleep in. It's Saturday, fuck it, I'm sleeping in. And then next thing I know, it's 3 in the afternoon, and it's like, well, okay, fuck do I do now? Like, it's a weird feeling. It throws everything off. It almost feels like you don't have a weekend. They said, like, well, you don't have to go in until 5 on Monday. Well, yeah, who gives a shit? Like, I woke up halfway through my Saturday. As a result of some of that shit, I end up doing a lot of things at weird hours. So, like, I go shopping at, like, midnight or 1 in the morning now. One of the benefits of going to the grocery store late is nobody's fucking there, usually. But for some fucking reason, when I was there last week, it was kind of packed for 1 a.m. Normally, the only issue you run into going to the grocery store at 1 a.m. is the fact that the workers are trying to stock things up for the next day. One of the things I don't expect to wait for are just, like, other fucking shoppers. When people are at the goddamn grocery store, they lose all sense of fucking decorum. There's no fucking thought of, like, what's rude and what's not, and am I in somebody's way? All that shit goes out the fucking window. There's just people fucking stammering around like fucking zombies, bumping into shit, and just, like, stopping in the middle of aisle, stopping in the middle of the floor, like, I'm right behind you, dickhead. I'm right fucking, you gotta fucking stop right here, you fucking idiot. But usually you don't deal with that bullshit at night. But I had to deal with it last week. Some fucking slob asshole in one of those motorized carts. He's got a fucking, like, wife beater on. He was just bald. He looked like the fucking bald bull from Punch-Out. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody play Punch-Out, the old fucking Nintendo game? He looked like that guy. But if that guy was just, like, totally out of shape, he was with this Asian woman. I'm assuming that they were married because there was a fucking kid with him. And they were in the fucking Asian section. And I needed some shit in the fucking Asian section. I'm just standing there. I want some soy sauce. Can you fucking wheel that fucking cart out of the way so I can grab some fucking soy sauce? What the fuck are you reading the goddamn labels for? Fucking take it. Just pick one. Just fucking pick one. I was so fucking agitated. And then, of course, this piece of shit is, like, behind me in line when I'm ready to fucking cash out. And he starts chatting me up. There was a fucking time when nobody fucking spoke to me. And I don't know why people talk to me now. You know, I never much believed in, like, Zen bullshit fucking thinking. Like, fucking auras and chakras and all that fucking nonsense, because I think it's fucking crazy. But, let me tell you something right now. When I was fucking married, people looked at me like I was an asshole, and nobody fucking said a word to me, whether I was with my ex-wife or whether I fucking wasn't. Now that I'm fucking divorced, I feel a lot fucking happier, and I feel like I'm doing really well, and I don't want to jump off a goddamn building anymore. But, like, the downside of that is people talk to me more. Do I have a different fucking aura now? Is there some fucking Zen asshole out there that can help me out with this bullshit? Because people are fucking talking to me way too fucking much now. And this fucking guy rolls up on his goddamn scooter and he starts chatting my fucking ass up about what's in my goddamn basket. Motherfucker. I had fucking cat litter on the bottom of the cart. Fucking guy looks at the cat litter. He's like, hey, hey, buddy. Oh, I see you got some cat litter there. Is that for your cats? Are you fucking serious? Did you just fucking ask me if that cat litter was for cats? You know what I do with an asshole? I fill up my tub with it and I shit in that. What the fuck do you think the goddamn cat litter's for? Yeah, it's for the fucking cats. It's fucking cat litter. Cats in the fucking name. Jesus fucking Christ. I don't want to have this conversation with you at 1 in the morning. Leave me the fuck alone. And I looked at it. He's like, yeah, is it for the cats? And I was like, is the cat litter for the cats? Yeah. Is the cat litter for the cats? And I said, yes, it is, sir. That cat litter is for the cats. And he's like, well, let me tell you something right now. I mean, there might be some coupons on there. You better check out that coupon. Why don't you cut the coupon? You know, you save a buck or two. You save a buck. You know, a dollar saved. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, buddy, I'll do that. I'll check for the coupons. Dollar saved. Thanks for the advice. I couldn't figure this out on my own. I'd have had no idea that there might be coupons on certain packaging in the store. I got fucking Sherlock Holmes here investigating everything. He knows the fucking clues to find the coupons, and he's going to pass that knowledge on to me. Thanks very much, sir. I thought the conversation would be over after that. But no, it doesn't end. You know what he fucking said next? He's like, Yo, man, let me tell you something. There's a lot of great shit in here. I looked at him. I said, at the grocery store? Yeah, look around. There's a lot of good shit in here. Is this the first time you've been in one? You gotta be in your fucking 50s. Where the fuck did you come from? If you go to fucking any grocery store anywhere, the same shit's in there. Sometimes I wish I could go back to that time. A simpler time. When people just looked at me and thought, that guy is a fucking asshole. I am not speaking to him. Those days are long fucking gone. I don't know how to get them back. I don't know how I'm gonna keep dealing with this. I'm 34. I got a lifetime left of this shit? Fuck. You ever have fucked up conversations like this? You can tell me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Send me a tweet. You can follow along with the podcast on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can download the Podbean app. You can follow my ass on both places. I'm on iTunes, I'm on Google Play, and I'm on Apple Pods, which I guess is iTunes. Figure that shit out yourselves. New episodes every Sunday and Wednesday.